Objection number one. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord? One of the passages that death transitionists turn to are a few verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6 says, "Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord." 2 Corinthians 5 verse 8 says, "We are confident, I say, and willing, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." The problem here is that people assume that to be dead is to be absent from the body. But that is never stated. In fact, that would be a contradiction of everything that we have learned about death in the Bible. If the dead are absent, then how shall they hear and come forth from their graves when Christ's voice sounds forth on the last day? There would be no one home to hear him call. John 5 verse 28, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." So to be dead is not to be absent from the body. That is an unfounded assumption and a contradiction of the Old Testament and apostolic teaching. This one actually took me a long time to figure out. That is how powerful the conditioning we receive is. We assume that absence from the body means death because we have been conditioned to make that assumption. But once we free our minds from that assumption, we realize that this passage is talking about the resurrection, not death. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Again, is death the dissolution of this tabernacle? Absolutely not. At death, the body is not dissolved. In the resurrection, however, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which Paul assumes our familiarity with, Paul talked about how the mortal must put on immortality, that the corruptible body might be swallowed up by the incorruptible. It is the change of bodies that Paul is referring to when he speaks of dissolution of the body. We have more than flesh and blood. We have faith in a promise from God in Christ of resurrection. And we know that when he returns, we will be changed and be clothed upon with that heavenly body. Again, I reference 1 Corinthians 15 above. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2. "For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven." This is what we want. This is our hope and dream, eternal life in a body constructed from imperishable and eternal life-giving spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3 says, "If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked." I absolutely love this verse. This absence of the body is not merely a question of shuffling off this mortal coil, as the saying goes. That would be a naked soul. That reminds me of the soul transitionist's view. That by virtue of the nature of our immortal souls, we consciously pass from one plane of existence to another at death. According to the Apostle Paul, as Christians, we do not expect our naked souls to persist in consciousness or transition to another plane of consciousness. According to Paul, we need to be clothed. We expect to be clothed with a body. We do not expect to just slough off this body and naturally proceed into our afterlife. We look for the resurrection of the dead, which proceeds according to the script laid out by Christ and the apostles. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4. "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life." To be unclothed would be to be a disembodied conscious soul. And that is contrary to Christian doctrine. We do not look to leave our bodies, but rather to put on a new body. Again, I want to turn your mind back to everything we learned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The seed dies, the body must be changed, and whether we die and are buried or remain alive until the coming of the Lord, the new body comes directly from the old body. The seedling sprouts from the seed. It does not magically appear in the sky. It germinates from the original seed. In the resurrection, the immortal, celestial, incorruptible body replaces or swallows up the mortal, terrestrial, corruptible body, which we now inhabit and to which our souls are bound in death. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. God, who made us, gave us the promise that our mortal nature might be swallowed up of life. He has also done more for us than merely promise us a resurrection. The Spirit of God is the earnest money on the promised resurrection. God is earnest. He intends to follow through on his promise. I sought the Spirit of God until I knew he had given me something. When I got the Spirit of God, it was a powerful experience which made a firm impression on me. Earnest money ought to be tangible, something you can look to in faith, which reminds you that God keeps his promises. Otherwise, why is the giving of the Spirit more earnest than the promise itself? People who just have faith that they have the Spirit without having had a tangible experience might as well just call the Bible the earnest of their inheritance, because they are still operating based on promises and not on tangible goods. Earnest is more than a promise. That is not just my opinion. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We like to think and meditate on verses like Matthew 28, verse 10, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And we have the Spirit of God in us. He is with us. I have no doubt about that. But it is also true that we are not with him. That is the difference. Again, in death, you are still at home in your body, just sleeping. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We believe that God is with us, but we still long for something better. That is because we have hope. We have faith in the promises of God. And even though we believe that he is with us, it is also true that we are painfully absent from him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord in the resurrection. And that is really all I have to say about this. Far from contradicting anything we have learned about death and resurrection, this passage fits right into the model I have laid out for us. To see the simple truth, it is only required of us that we lay aside the prejudice of our traditions and the conditioned responses with which we often unwittingly corrupt our reading of the Scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We want to be accepted by God, whether present with him in the new body or absent from him in this present body. True believers do not expect to live their lives in excess and sin and then suddenly turn around after the resurrection and change their behavior when they finally enter into the kingdom of God. We expect to change bodies in the resurrection, and certainly in the resurrection, any remaining defect of character due to the corruptible nature of the earthly body will also be swallowed up. But we labor now to bring our behavior into line, because it also has been promised to us that we will prosper in the pursuit of righteousness. We want to be suitable for that body. It is not a question of earning salvation or any such thing. It is what Christians do in faith. We sincerely believe in the resurrection, so we get ready for it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Our behaviors say a lot about the state of our faith. God is patient and long-suffering, and we ought to be zealous and earnest. I am a firm believer in salvation by grace, but the grace of God ought to teach us a few things. And this also relates to the resurrection. Titus 2, verse 11. For the grace of God, that bringeth salvation, hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, indeed. But to be dead is not to be absent from the body. The dead souls are sleeping with their bodies, waiting for the resurrection, as Christ and his apostles taught. While we live in the body, we live in readiness and expectation of the resurrection. We are not slothful, but labor diligently in the faith, that our souls may prosper, and that the essential aspects of our lives may be brought into conformity to the image of Christ.